Point Loma Nazarene College. I'm majoring in religious studies. I was homeless, and I came out of homelessness right here, pushed in a basket. Never liked school before. I like it now. Didn't go back until I was over 50 years old. But I'm having a great time now and looking forward to the classes that I'm taking are classes that are part of a 24 course of study that's going to make me eligible for my ordination. The Nazarene Church is very...
These guys are volunteering in the afternoons at Brazil Youth, Nazarene.
Wonderful.
Which grew out of Nazarene Church.
Absolutely, yeah. Mm-hmm. Very familiar with Brazil. Yeah.
Okay. So we can get to, I have a few questions I want to ask Pastor Tony, and then we get into a discussion with your questions, any question you have to Pastor Tony, me and Earlene. First question I want to ask Pastor Tony is, what is the role of the church in the Skid Row area?
Here in the Skid Row area, first of all, I've been here for about 17 years. My pastor is Pastor Scott Chamberlain, who just happens to be here today. Mm-hmm. He's around over here. And, from the beginning, we started out touching the community as far as, and a lot of people don't realize that the location of the church where we're at, we're right in the center. We are on ground zero of all the homelessness and the things that are going on out here on Skid Row. This is the focus point of Skid Row, right here on this corner. We've been here, like I said, for about 20 years. Scott is the one who opened it up here. But our focus and what it is that we want to do is that we're looking forward to, and what the church is trying to do is we focus on the dynamics of the church itself, all of the our congregants here, as we raise them up, and we're working on leadership skills on all of them. And as we do that, our fingers are coming out of the church and going down the streets. And I walk down the street at all times, and I've been here for so long that I know practically everybody down there. And so what our game, what it is that our intentions are, is to open up the church to people, to let them know that they can, that the church is that Jesus welcomes them, and they can come any way that they are. We welcome them in any kind of shape that they're in. And if they're in too bad a shape, we'll take them in the back and get them some clothes and a hygiene kit, and we'll get them fixed up. You know what I mean? So they can come in and be comfortable as they sit down. We want them to understand and to grasp the vision that Jesus has for them. The vision that Jesus has for them has to be the same vision that he had for me. When I pushed a basket for 2 years out there, completely homeless, my hair was out to here, and I had a big beard with lint leaves all in it, God got a hold of me, and he wanted to change my life. And I knew that he had a hold of me. Something happened to me when he put his hands on me, and I knew it. And I want everybody that touches Central City Community Church of the Nazarene to feel that same touch. And if they can feel that same touch, then they will understand and know that God has got their hand on them, and that he can do the same thing in their life that he's done to mine. And that's